I've made no secret of the fact that my dream was to become either a play-by-play announcer or a voiceover artist. I've dabbled in the voiceover world.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it kind of happens sometimes if you're in this business long enough. Someone somewhere will say, hey, would you mind maybe doing a little voiceover work for us? Some people, the special ones, are able to make a career out of it.
Yes.
No one in this room has that talent.
No. And I've tried my hand at it. I've done a...
Didn't you build a home studio?
I built a home studio.
I remember that.
Is it like covered in those like sheets like you would see at an old haunted mansion?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been closed up for 50 years?
Someone will come through one day and take the sheet off it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dust will be flying.
I was more picturing a disaster movie where they find a bunker that's been covered since like World War II.
And there's...
There's an old reference now, but the TV show Lost.
Exactly.
Yeah. Buried under the earth.
Under the earth. And I always say, my wife will say, why don't you give voiceover a try? And I'll say, no small town boy can make it in voiceover. It's just there's no way. You got to be.
The odds are against you.
The odds are against. Well.
They want the pretty boys from the big cities.
Exactly. So when I saw this on TV over the weekend, I was shocked and hurt. And Chris Dim saw it too. There's a guy here named Chad Tucker who does a piece on the Fox affiliate, and it's called Roy's Folks because Roy Ackland used to do it. He'd find folks in the community who were doing good work, making crafts, that kind of thing.
And it's a more extended television news story.
Yeah.
You know, we used to call them human interest stories. It's an interesting guy.
Correct. So Chad Tucker found a guy named Chris Turglifera, and he's from King, which is population, 12. And
I'm smaller from, than your hometown.
Smaller than my hometown of Asheboro. And this guy is doing voiceover work in Los Angeles for video games, movie previews, sporting events. He's going to Comic-Con, that kind of thing, and signing
with his voice.
And so they had him do an intro for it.
In a world gone mad, there is one man who can bring back the humanity. Chad Tucker. Join him today on an exclusive installment of Roy's Folks as he interviews a former local boy done good, Chris Turglifera.
And I thought,
that's
supposed to be me.
It's the wrong Chris.
I said, you got the wrong Chris. That's Turglifera. Chad. I know Chad Tucker. I've met Chad. Chad, I'm right here.
Uh-huh.
And they did a 5 to 7 minute interview with Turglifera. And he said, I was motivated when I was a young boy because I used to answer the phone and they would think it was my mother because I had such a girly voice. That was me. That was me. That same thing happened to me.
Hello.
One of the things that bothered me the most growing up was when telemarketers would call and I would get mistaken for my mom because I had a little kid voice.
Exactly. I would do the same thing.
Is your mother home?
They would say to me, hello, ma'am. Is the gentleman
is your husband home?
Yes. But I'm a boy. And say, no. We know better.
Hang up.
They're messing with
even the telemarketer's like, nope, not this one.
I can't tell you how many times that happened to me as a boy. This Turglifera is living my life. This is supposed to be me. And then maybe the most hurtful thing of all, halfway through the interview, he's like, well, when I went to the University of North Carolina.
Oh, so he went to your spot.
That's my pretend school.
I had two divergent career paths at Carolina. I was political science and communications for
those
film.
Those were my
television.
Majors. Those were my majors, yes. That's what I wanted to do. He is living my life.
He really is.
Turglifera. And I was just like, what?
And you're wearing a Tar Heel shirt.
I'm wearing two Tar Heel shirts and some Tar Heel pants under this. It's unbelievable.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
And Turglifera is out in Los Angeles. So I thought to myself, well, what's he really done?
He's become the voice of network sporting events, cartoons, anime, and video games animation.
My first video game was Grand Theft Auto.
Have you ever heard of that?
Cool.
Wait.
That's my life.
Turglifera.
the turd. And he just, and he was walking all over the studios of the TV station, and everybody's like, can I get your autograph? Can I get a selfie? I mean, he was high-fiving everybody. Like, yeah. And I thought, well, he must be from some metropolis. King.
King.
King. You ever heard of it? No. No. It's King. It's a tiny little town. Here's the one place where we differ. He says he does it all for the fans.
1,000% the best part about being a voice actor is the fan interaction. It makes me feel like I've done something right in my life.
What?
Biggie, do you recognize his voice from your game?
No, I mean, there's a lot of voices.
Too many
in
voices.
That game. Yeah.
Wow. Tagliaferro. What can you say? I've got to work to get my voice to that level.
Really?
I've got to.
In what way? Are you going to start smoking Camel No Filters?
I have to.
Yeah.
If I have to start smoking, I have to start smoking. That's just how it is. If I must, I must. I'm working. I'm doing DraftKings. There's a complaint every week.
Yeah.
You're in.
Is this your best guy?
And his just talking voice just sounds amazing.
Right?
When he's not doing.
I know.
Just everyday Tagliaferro.
Yeah. That's just regular Tagliaferro. And I thought, well, you've got to change your name. Tagliaferro's not going to get you anywhere.
No.
He's
no,
just...
they'll learn my name.
And they have. Apparently they have. Okay, the other local news piece, not from here, but from Connecticut. There is a serial porch pooper on the loose, and he's only attacking one house. He's going to one guy's house.
Well, this cannot stand.
It's really upsetting, and everybody's shocked by it, as you can imagine. And the, of course, the anchor on the local news said, be aware, this is going to be tough.
Right now, LMPD is looking for a man who has been using the bathroom on Louisville homeowner's porch all week long. Ward Jollis tracked down the homeowner and spoke with him about being targeted by a porch pooper. Listen, a warning. While we won't show you everything, okay, we won't show you everything. Some may be grossed out by this video.
This is going to be ugly. And it is.
Are we pixelating the heck out of it?
Yeah.
Don't look directly at the poop.
I was wrong.
I had to see that steaming turd before they pixelated it. Let me tell you something, Prince.
It's ugly.
This is Louisville, Kentucky?
It's Louisville. I'm sorry, I said Connecticut. It's Louisville, Kentucky is where it took place.
She sounds kind of country.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. She said, folks, I've seen this in its entirety.
He's going to the bathroom.
On the porch. He was. He is. And the guy's got a Nest camera, doorbell camera.
So we've seen him.
I've seen him three nights in a row wearing the exact same clothing. He walks up to the porch, looks around, drops trowel. That's what they pixelate. Drops trowel and uses the bathroom.
Does he run off or does he wipe?
He does not wipe. He gets up, pulls his pants up, and walks back the same direction. It started like a week and a half ago. The guy was talking about the homeowner here.
Tuesday morning, I went out to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop, and it turned out to be a person. And not only did he defecate, but he also urinated on our welcome mat.
Yeah, right there on the welcome mat. They had video of that, too. That was the first night.
He's pretty even keeled for a man whose home has been defiled.
Absolutely. And then so the guy cleaned it up. The homeowner, he had to.
You have to throw away your mat, right?
I think you have to. Yeah.
Unless it's one of those hard rubber ones, you just hose it and bleach it.
He said he loves that mat.
Did he?
Yeah. He's like, this is the mat. We've been using this for years.
I've had this since the wedding.
Guy peed right on it. So they said to him, why do you think you were targeted? Because he came back a second night and got him again.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We, you know, keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves. And I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
They blacked out his face, by the way. He was not
the victim.
The victim, yeah. And the other guy, they blacked out his butt. The assailant who was standing on the porch.
Come on, the police should have... They've got leads here. We've got DNA and photographs.
His face is very easily seen, but as he drops trowel and bends over, they put a big black square over his butthole.
And obviously, I said the homeowner does not know this person.
No, he said, I don't recognize him. And the guy's wearing the exact same clothing in each one, a red shirt and like blue shorts. And he comes up and drops and defecates.
Well, sometimes these people are... Delivery people, do we know a time of day this has happened?
Late at night, overnight.
So this is probably not a delivery driver.
No, it's like 2 in the morning.
A jogger?
That's what I was thinking. Is it a jogger who...
Could be. Oh, maybe.
But why would you run up on someone's steps?
Three nights in a row.
Yeah.
It was three nights in a row.
I was thinking ex-coworker.
Well, but he'd know that. He would see that.
Yeah, that's true. He'd know the face.
And he said, I'm just mild-mannered.
Is it a Louisville versus University of Kentucky thing? Because that's a harsh rivalry.
I mean, maybe. Maybe the guy's got a Kentucky flag or something. Nobody has noted that in any way. And the homeowner says, I'm just glad all he does is poop.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry. He's just doing his deed.
That's all he does.
Doing the deed.
He does it and leaves every time. Three nights in a row, and now police are on the lookout for this. But he hasn't done it to anybody else that we know of. And the guy has to clean it up, of course. The homeowner.
Yeah, every morning.
Nothing else he can do. And he did set a trap that would, he set the camera to alarm him when there was movement on the porch.
You mean on
the third
to
night.
To scare the pooper?
No, he would wake him up. The homeowner. He usually doesn't have it set to ping his phone, but it did overnight the third night. But by the time he got to the front door, the person had left. And so we still don't know who it is. Mm. What an odd, what a crazy crime going on there.
You know, this happens once a year and someone gets targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, it is. And it almost feels like an exact repeat of the last one. Somebody, they did not know, they could see him. Mm-hmm. I think they finally caught that person. They're pooping near the front in their front yard.
Oh, yes.
And that ended up being a jogger, Chris Dem. That's why maybe you're thinking.
Well, now, maybe that's it.
It'd be one thing if it's a jogger, but the same house every day. And plus, this is 2 a.m, you know, so it doesn't appear that he's jogging by. Now, listen, I understand as a jogger myself that sometimes.
As a what?
As a jogger myself, you have to. The best, and this is graphic, the best bowel movement I ever had was on a pier at the beach.
A pier?
At Holden.
Right into the Atlantic?
No.
You're chumming for fish?
Don't you have to pay to get out there on the pier?
You do. But I was running on the beach probably 8 years ago, and I had to go so bad, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to go into the ocean to use the bathroom. But I walked up on the pier sweating.
Did the Baywatch theme start?
Yeah.
Up in the background?
I said to the woman there, she was selling like biscuits. And
I got to poo!
And I just said,
please!
I said, I don't have a thing in the world on me. I had no money at all. I said,
is there a commode out there at the end of that pier?
She goes, there's a bathroom on the pier, but you have to pay to use it, $2.
I can't.
And I said, take this watch. I had my wife's watch on. I said, take this watch. And she said, I can't take that. And I said, if you have any ounce of compassion.
I will come back and pay you double.
I said, I will pay you $4 later in the day. She goes, get out there. So she let me through. It was the best bowel movement I've ever had in my life. Some people remember the best meal or, you know, the best sex. This is the best bowel movement I ever had in my life. I mean, before I even sat down, I was like, I mean, it was such relief. And when I left, I just gave her a knowing nod. Thank you.
Do not go in there.
I'll never forget you. What's your name?
I said, I'll never forget you in my life. My God, it was so brutal. But it had to be done. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the case here. I think this guy.
You think it's a target?
I think it's a targeted thing, but I don't know why. And the guy says, I have no idea why he would target me. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, we all have people that we've crossed, I suppose, in some way.
He doesn't even know it.
I mean, if he's a professor or their kids are on the same soccer team, it could be
who
anything.
Knows? Yeah. Who knows why?
Somebody cut him off in traffic.
That's why,
I would like him to, the pooper should take time and write a note and leave it and say, I'm doing this for this reason.
With his own feces?
Yes, he should write it out and say,
like use your blinker.
Yeah. Thank you. Don't park in the compact spot. Don't park in the handicap spot. You know, something this man has done has driven him to it. The other terrible local news story, this is from the one from Connecticut. We've had a convicted sex offender expose himself to children at a bowling alley. Awful. Awful story. He's from Vernon, Connecticut, and a woman was at the bowling alley, spare time. Spare time entertainment. Yeah, it's good for a bowling alley. They went last Wednesday. A woman went with her two grandchildren, age 8 and 6, and a guy named John Tobia, 55, had gone over to one of the little girls and said, let me show you my baggy pants. Well, he exposed himself.
Dude.
But the grandmother didn't know it until later when the 6-year-old said, yeah, who was that guy showing me his pants? And they figured it out. Well, the guy's a convicted sex offender and can't go within 50 yards of children. He's been in and out of jail forever. So the residents reacted strangely.
You wouldn't think that in a town of Vernon that kind of thing would happen.
Apparently it's been happening for years and years. Yeah. This one guy has been hard.
It's one of those things where local news, when something horrible happens,
yeah,
it's become kind of a cliche that people say, I can't believe it happened in our town. But everything happens in your town.
Of course. I can't believe it's happening here in Vernon.
I'm surprised to hear it. And it's too bad that, you know, that does the kind of thing happens. I hope it didn't affect any young people.
Well, I guess the only good thing, luckily, the little girl said it to her grandmother. They've caught the guy. They've arrested him. Breach of peace, public indecency, injury to a minor. But the children don't seem too scarred by it. And the guy, apparently, has done it a million times.
You won't get the reference, but this is sort of along the lines of something that happened in The Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. There's a competitive bowler going against the Lebowski and his team.
Yeah.
Jesus. Uh-huh. No, you don't mess with the Jesus. He's a convicted pederast, and he had to go knocking on everybody's door every time he moves to a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
And explain he's a pederast.
So,
8-year-olds, dude.
That's the same type. And is
but
it?
I don't think there are any kids bowling where the Jesus bowls and where the dude bowls.
Now I've not seen The Big Lebowski, but doesn't somebody pee on a rug as well, just like the last?
Yeah. Somebody urinates on a rug, which really held the room together. It's actually much like our sofa in our office.
Right. Doesn't that?
It's very much a main point of the movie.
It ties
kind of. It's kind of the through line of the
that's why
movie.
That like really ties that room together. Yeah. I knew that part of it. Just like this guy's welcome mat who got
misrated upon.
Defecated on and peed on. That's right. That's exactly right. Well, the gentleman up in Vernon, Connecticut said, well, thank the Lord nobody got hurt.
Don't talk to strangers. And if one approaches you, run the other way.
If a stranger comes up, just run.
Did they catch the guy?
They did.
Okay.
He's been arrested.
Sweatpants?
He's been
baggy
arrested.
Pants?
Bail set at $250,000. Apparently, he approached the girl and said, look how baggy my pants are. And then, you know.
God, you're like bowling balls, kid.
Disgusting. Just disgusting. They showed a picture of him on TV, and he looked like a regular guy. But then again, that's what you get, right?
Yeah.
That's what you get. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. That's hard to. All three of those stories, very hard to digest. Pooper.
Flasher.
Pedo. Voiceover.
Well, that's unfair.
To lump
them all together.
Yeah, but.
God, that was rough for you, though.
Very difficult segment for me to get through. Plus, I had to relive that terrible time on that.
The Holden Beach Pier?
That pier. It's been torn down now.
Did a hurricane get it?
No.